Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing a audio boom from Southern California. So introduce yourself and tell us this magical location that we are in right now.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Herr. I'm the curator of Hollyhock House. Hollyhock House is in East Hollywood. It sits on top of a hill called Olive Hill in a lovely park called Barnsdall Park.
And this is indeed a lovely, it's perched on a hill, and it's historic, and it's an architectural gem for not only of Southern California, but all of America. So tell us the architecture behind it and some of the special, unique features here that we are so privileged to stand in before the public unveiling of this beautiful house.
Hollyhock House was commissioned by Aline Barnsdall, who was an oil heiress, by one of America's most noted architects, Frank Lloyd Wright. That was in 1919. They began building this house and finished it in 1921. It was immediately recognized as something very special, but it wasn't until the 1960s that the city of Los Angeles declared it a historic cultural monument. In 2007, the National Park Service declared it a National Historic Landmark, and just this month, the United States of America actually has nominated it to the UNESCO World Heritage List. That won't be certain until 2016, but just being nominated is an indication of how important this house is in the world of architecture.
Yeah. It truly is, and I visited, you know, worldwide a few of those UNESCO heritage sites, and they're beautiful and such historic significance to the local cultures and communities themselves. So what an honor it would be, you know, to have that designation. And what would it mean for LA in general and for you personally to have that distinction?
Well, for me personally, it would be like a dream come true. There aren't very many people that get to work with UNESCO World Heritage Sites or work on the nomination. Worldwide, there are only slightly over 1,000 sites. In the United States, there's only 22 at the moment. So it suddenly catapults a site into a very rare stratosphere. For Los Angeles, it means more than just prestige. It means visitor, tourist dollars, and this is something that is extremely important to the economic life of the city of Los Angeles. And not insignificantly, it will help to preserve this house by bringing people to visit it who will buy tickets and allow us to keep the preservation going.
And can you describe some of the unique features here for those people that are listening so they can visualize, why this place is so special?
I think the first thing a visitor will notice, and anyone who goes and Googles Hollyhock House, is going to see the west facade. It is not typical Frank Lloyd Wright because it sits on top of a hill and dominates its site. It doesn't blend with the terrain the way people think his architecture does, and indeed it does, and that's what he wanted to do, but in this case, he had a different program. They're also going to notice that it's very exotic. It doesn't look like any other house you would ever identify as a residence. It has a canted top and architectural ornamentation that is very reminiscent of pre-Columbian temples. And it's monumental. It makes its presence known.
For those people that aren't familiar, with this area, what type of an influence has it having on this particular area as far as a urban renaissance, if you will, of L.A. and the preservation, historic preservation of L.A.? Do you think it'll help transform, some of the, and inspire others as that beacon on the hills, a sort, metaphorically?
It's an interesting question and calls for a lot of speculation. I mean, obviously, we are going to be used as a model for other preservation projects, and I think it will act as an inspiration for other sites, not just Frank Lloyd Wright sites, but sites that have an important historical aspect to them, whether it's because of who lived there or the architecture or the design itself.
So, you know, describe what's happening right now. There's a lot of folks here. They're with the social media community with Instagram and Twitter, as well as some others as well. And they're here for a special preview before the public unveiling, before the LA mayor, Eric Garcetti, as well as other public officials and other art historians, I would imagine, and members of the media will come here. So to kind of describe the scene and what's been going on, and you know, and how are you feeling about all this? You know, the combination of, you know, technology and social media with such a historic, you know, heritage subject.
Well, I think one of the most interesting aspects about this is that Frank Lloyd Wright was on the cutting edge of technology. So I expect that he would actually be really enjoying what we see here to this late afternoon. The light is, it's the magic hour. The light is golden. It lights up the interiors of this house the way he intended for them to be. And people are milling around and chatting and using this house very much as it was intended. And that's a very dramatic and theatrical kind of use. And it works well. We haven't had anybody in this house like this in almost 4 years. So it's really feels good to see it being used and to see that it's working.
And it certainly is. I mean, what a privilege it is to be one of those folks that are enjoying this space. I mean, it is a gathering meeting space, and it's really inspiring a lot of people to, you know, take advantage of what LA has to offer and our unique diversity, as well as the unique physical attributes that makes LA such a wonderful place to live in that indoor-outdoor space. I mean, you've seen it in the courtyard, as well as the layout of the house, really taking advantage of that indoor-outdoor space and really capturing the essence of the outside and bring it in. Anything else that you want to share with us as far as, you know, how can people contact you or the, is it a foundation that runs this?
Yes. Information can be found at barnsdall.org. Very easy to access. And this is an opportunity that hasn't come along in a long time. Hollyhock House has never, ever, ever looked better.
And it is amazing. So thank you so much for sharing that. Any special attribute or feature of the house that's your favorite part of the house?
Well, everyone needs to know what a hollyhock looks like. We have some blooming. And then I think my favorite feature, of course, is that abstract design that Frank Lloyd Wright created at Aline Barnsdall's request and used throughout the house. So look for the hollyhocks.
So where can I see them?
Right here is one that's cast in concrete, and you can see right beside it an artificial one. So that this is the natural plant in nature, and then this is what Wright saw and created a geometric design that replicates the hollyhock.
Right, so it's very vertical squares that are connected with some really linear lines, and it's a beautiful feature. And I can see that interpretation in that block of, is it cement or?
This is, yes. It's cast concrete, and it is. It's not a literal translation, but you don't have to be an art historian to get the connection.
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing this and for sharing the insights, and especially sharing your passion for heritage and history. And I think LA is really proud to have folks like you be part of the LA story and what makes LA such a vibrant, dynamic, and diverse community. So thank you so much. And tell us your name again.
You're welcome. My name's Jeffrey Herr.
All right. Well, thank you so much.